quick question. How many calls, texts, or messages does your business miss every week? Nights, weekends, busy days. That's lost money. Create Assistance helps businesses fix that problem using AI employees that answer calls, respond to texts, book appointments, and follow up with leads 24/7 automatically. No extra staff, no complicated software. Everything runs inside one simple command center that replaces scattered tools, missed follow-ups, and manual busy work. Whether you're a service business, office, or multi-location company, Create Assistance keeps your business responsive, organized, and running even when you're off the clock. Stop letting leads slip through the cracks. Visit createassistance.ai to book a free call. Or you can call or text 515-500-2224. Again, that's 515-500-2224. We look forward to hearing from you.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings with Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, Sundays with Andrew Zarian. And yes, it is Tuesday here on the show. You know what that means? We got a lot to talk about today. That music ended abruptly. We got a lot to talk about here today. NXT is tonight. We have got a bunch of matches scheduled for the show, including, well, I guess it is a matchup. Mr. NXT will be taking place tonight with Shiloh Hill and Tristan Angels. Probably looking forward to that more than anything else in NXT in a long time. We got a lot of other matches as well. We'll talk about all the news. Filthy Tom is joining us here today. We got more on this UFC White House show and Dynamite and Saray and Verano de Escandalo 2026. But I do want to open up with this. Wish the best to Conan, 62-year-old Conan, undergone a leg amputation. And according to Vince Russo, he has undergone a double leg amputation. He said that Conan has undergone a double leg amputation. I knew he had the one leg amputated. The second one was in question. That was the last time I talked to him, probably about 2 months ago. They had to remove the second one. I called Conan yesterday. I didn't talk to him long. He is very weak, going through grueling rehab, learning how to, I can't even imagine that. He really sounded exhausted. And he added that Conan said that WWE had paid every single cent of his medical bills. That's got to be pointed out, and that's got to be said. Russo estimated the bills could have been well over $1 million. And, it's a rough time. I'd heard about the first leg, had not heard about the second leg. But he did talk to him yesterday, so that's the story. All the best to Conan. Hopefully he recovers and is in less pain and everything works out. So, rough story, but all the best to him. Back in a moment with more Wrestling Observer Live.
The girl I come to see, you know I love her so. You live in a shack up on the hill, and I'm in line the range. But that's what they did. They call me Big Bear John.
Lower your car payment today. Lower your car payment today. Yes, you heard us right. You can lower your car payment right now by making this free call and save up to $1,400 a year on your current car payments. Think about your current car payment right now. What's that costing you per year? Now think about what it would be like to put an extra $1,400 back in your pocket. That's the average savings our customers experience. We can help you drive the same car and pay less every month by lowering your car payment's interest rate to as low as 4.67%. At Rate Genius, we can work with you to refinance any car payment. If you qualify, it costs you nothing to find out how you can lower your car payment. To learn more, call this number right now.
800-832-2816. 800-832-2816. 800-832-2816. That's 800-832-2816.
Every champion has a team behind them, And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it, because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion, their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Are you an adult with uncontrolled moderate to severe Crohn's disease symptoms and still packing a backup bag of clothes just in case? Skyrizi Risankizumab Riza can help you take control of your Crohn's. Feel significant symptom relief, including less abdominal pain and fewer bowel movements at 4 weeks. Plus, Skyrizi is proven to help people achieve remission and visibly improve damage of the intestinal lining. Individual results may vary. Skyrizi is a prescription injection medicine. Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions, increased infections, or lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, get checked for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor about any flu-like symptoms or vaccines. Liver problems leading to hospitalization may occur when treated for Crohn's. Ready to take control of your Crohn's? Ask your doctor about Skyrizi, the number one prescribed biologic in Crohn's disease. Control is everything to me. Learn more at SkyRizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We have the show. Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Filthy Tom Lawler is joining us here today. You ever had a chance to meet Conan?
I've worked with Conan many times, actually. I was sad to hear that story to open the show. Conan was a major player at MLW for a long time. When I was there, and I actually, in an angle, it sounds ridiculous when I say it, but I saved him from being stabbed.
Excuse me?
From low key, yes. So, I mean, the awful news. Hate to hear it. Best wishes to Conan, and hopefully he can live, you know, this best case
life
scenario from now on. I mean, I'm sure it's going to take some adjustment, as it would for anybody, but best wishes to Conan. Hopefully things just move up from here.
All right, we're going to get into some news here in the first segment. Obviously, we got Raw in the last segment. And then hopefully in the middle segment, we have a chance to talk about this this new book you've got, Tom. I'm really excited, actually.
I mean, I don't know what you want me to say about it. I could read a few
I want you
excerpts.
To read some of it is what I want you to do, but we've got to save that. First off, yes, we're still talking about this UFC at the White House show. Dana White revealed that he expects a show to get some absolutely astronomical viewing numbers. He claims he is expecting, I can't even read this with a straight face.
Yeah.
He is expecting viewer figures in the range of the Super Bowl on Sunday.
But it's not on television.
No. It's on a streaming service that has nowhere near the number of viewers that watched the Super Bowl. The Super Bowl did 125.6 million viewers. And what's the Paramount audience? 40 million or something like that? What's this guy thinking? Like, what's he thinking? I mean, seriously. Here's the thing, guys. You're telling me that he thinks that every last single solitary human being that has a Paramount subscription is going to watch this show and have 3 to 4 people in their living room watching it with them?
79.6 million as of the first quarter earnings report.
Okay, so every single solitary human being that has Paramount is going to get this show. which we already know is factually untrue because I have Paramount and I'm not going to watch it. So, like, all those people are going to watch it except me. And they're all going to have multiple people in their house watching it with them. That's what he thinks.
That's what he said.
Now, what is...
That's what he thinks.
Well, I mean, you can't possibly think that. But what, you know, I mean... What's on the card? Is this a blowaway card?
Justin Gaethje and Ilya Topuria, which should be a blowaway fight for Ilya Topuria.
Okay, how many? I mean, what is that? If that ran pay per view,
Josh Hokit playing 8 different characters at the same time, cutting insane promos, fighting Derek Lewis, who's on. I don't even know if he's on a leg. He's definitely on his last leg. That's for sure. He's done. He's washed, cooked.
No Conor McGregor. He's on a different show.
No Ronda Rousey. And
no Ronda Rousey, Gina Carano.
That would have done quite well, I believe.
Yeah. Yeah. How about that? Well, there you go. I'm skeptical.
I think it's only 7 fights, too. So.
Only 7 fights?
Wow.
Like main card or total?
Total.
Oh, wow. How about that? So anyway, I don't think that's going to happen. All right, we got AW Dynamite Summer Blockbuster coming up this week. Saray is back. She did an interview.
Hold on. You're not pumped up to watch Cyril Gane fight for the heavyweight title once again? After getting annihilated by Jon Jones, after losing to Francis Ngannou.
I mean, do we really have to get into this?
Poking Tom Aspinall
Do we
in
really
the
have
eye,
to get into this?
Poked him in the freaking eye, and now he's getting a heavyweight title shot.
Tom, here's a question.
No, we don't have to. We can move on.
No, I got to ask this question. Like,
okay.
I wish Dana were here. Why is this show going to do Super Bowl numbers? Because it's on the White House lawn? That's why?
Yes.
You're telling me that a random person who isn't into UFC and doesn't care about any of these fights is going to watch this show and invite a bunch of friends over solely for the fact that it is airing on the lawn of the White House? That's what you're telling me? That's the big draw?
You know, you don't think Granny is just dying at the chance to watch Michael Chandler fight Mauricio Rufi?
I mean, like, here's the thing. I mean, we won't know until Sunday, okay? But, like, a lot of people were talking about Ronda Rousey and Gina Carano. And then, like, the weekend of the show, I mean, I had people coming out of the woodwork talking to me about that show. I wasn't really interested.
Who came out of the woodwork? Pinocchio?
People. Yeah, actually, he's made of wood. I was probably going to watch it at some point, but like so many people were messaging me and I was like, God, I guess I got to watch it live. This is like a big deal. I do not feel that at all about a show on the White House lawn. And, you know, keep in mind, Rousey, Carano, what'd they claim? 15 million? And this bloke is claiming 100 and... Like 25 million people are going to watch this show because it's on the lawn of the White House? Is that really what we're talking about here? Okay, thanks. So anyway, Saray, Tokyo Sports, she revealed her neck is not quite 100%.
Is anyone's?
No, actually, I found that out when I went to the chiropractor. I'm not yet in a state where my neck is in perfect shape for my comeback in America. She's doing a great job promoting this match. We got permission from AEW. This time, Takumi will accompany us as our second. If anything happens to me, she'll come in as a pinch hitter? What?
This is Takumi Iroha, who is very, very good female wrestler who's been in Stardom. She's been in all the companies in Japan.
But she's saying, like, if in the middle of the match, if her head falls off, the other, like, she's going to jump in and finish the match?
Yeah, I believe that's what a pinch hitter would, a pinch hitter would come up before the bat. So the pinch runner would actually be what you're referring to.
Okay, so no, that's what she's referring to here.
No, she's, yes.
A pinch hitter. But
what she means is a pinch runner.
Okay, well, yell at her then. So anyway, then
I don't want to. Masa Chono might knock her head off her shoulders.
Masa Chono, who was actually, I guess, conducting the interview.
He's gonna wrestle?
No, no. But he's also doing a great job of promotion. He goes, I don't recommend you get in the ring. So anyway, we got a big match coming up on Dynamite. A woman who shouldn't be there is fighting in the Owen Hart Foundation tournament against Sky Blue.
Listen,
but she's got a pinch hitter there in case something goes really wrong.
It's perfectly fine. At this point, I would rather just play by caution and have Takumi Iroha wrestle instead of Sari. What's you're talking about? Are we really talking about getting all those viewers for the White House show? What are we talking about here? This woman's head is about to fall off like Petey the Bird from Dumb and Dumber, and she's going to go out there and wrestle when we have a perfectly good, suitable replacement. You're not going to lose anything match quality-wise.
No. No, this name, Saray, is going to really...
Saray.
Yeah.
Just take some time off.
This guy goes, Brian wasn't interested in the White House show until he heard that no fatties were allowed. Now, I talked about it before I remembered that story. But that is a really interesting part of the story. I'm not sure I've ever... I mean, like... God, it's just ridiculous. I'm just going to move on. All right, what else should we talk about? Should we just talk about Boog's book?
Well, we don't have that much time. I mean, it's going to be a short segment. I may not even get through one of his... I don't even know what to call him.
Why don't you tell us what the name of his book is? Show us here on the air.
I got it right here. The Thick as Frick, the Mindset Manual from Pencil Neck to Powerhouse, The Will to Win, issue number one.
You're telling me that Boogs was once a pencil neck?
No, listen. What I'm telling you, Johnny Pencil Neck over there, all right, is that this freaking bulbous, vascular book pumped up with pages and pages of muscles are going to turn you from a pencil neck to a powerhouse.
Oh, we're going to talk about it after
like
the break.
Sorry. You're going to have a powerhouse neck, Johnny Pencil Neck.
Back in a moment, Observer Live.
It's not the only thing you're packing like a pencil.
With MedGuard Alert, you're never alone. You can connect with medical professionals anywhere, anytime. And now MedGuard is introducing our exclusive new CareWatch. If you need help quickly, use it from anywhere to contact medical professionals. No cell phone required. The CareWatch is not only a life-saving medical alert device. It's a revolutionary health monitoring system that checks your blood pressure, heart rate, oxygen saturation, and much more. And here's the best part. If you have Medicaid, you may qualify to get your CareWatch for free. The CareWatch is only available through MedGuard Alert. Call us right now. We have monitoring programs starting as low as $1 a day. The call is free, activation is free, shipping is free, and no contract is required. Remember, with Medicaid, you may qualify to get your CareWatch for free. Call us to get your CareWatch right now.
800-853-8931. 800-853-8931. 800-853-8931. That's 800-853-8931.
Sometimes life changes and the house you once loved becomes a burden. Too many repairs, too many memories, too much to handle on your own. If you'd like to sell your home fast, we can help at the Home Buyers Hotline. We can help you sell your home as is. No cleaning, no showings, and there are absolutely no hidden fees or real estate commissions. We'll pay you a fair price for your home in cash, whether you're downsizing, handling an estate, or just ready for peace of mind, call us. We'll help you walk away from your problem property in no time at all and get you the cash in your bank account with little hassles. If you'd like to sell your home fast, as is, we can help at the Home Buyers Hotline.
Call Want to Sell Your Home now for a free quote to sell your home in any condition. Call 800-950-3143. 800-950-3143. That's 800-950-3143.
Listen, were you forced into getting a solar contract and now you just don't want it anymore? Maybe the solar company misled you. Or is your solar contract buried with hidden fees? Are you not saving the amount of money you thought you would on your energy costs? Don't worry. At the Solar Exit Hotline, we can help you cancel your solar contract, even if the panels are already installed. Our experienced legal team will review your contract and help you cancel it, possibly saving you thousands of dollars. You got to call right right now for complete details. So listen, if you're not happy with your solar contract for any reason, we are here to help you cancel it. Call the Solar Exit Hotline now for immediate options to help you exit your solar contract. This call is 100% free.
800-826-4073. 800-826-4073. 800-826-4073. That's 800-826-4073.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
The hell are you doing over there?
Well, I bought this Dropkick coffee at Costco expecting it to be wrestling related, but I went on their website and it was just like some hot chick with coffee.
Why is it called Dropkick?
I don't know. I don't have an answer.
Well, I guess I'm going to have to go on that website and find out.
Ow, something bit me. Sorry.
Tom, this is an important show. So you're telling me that
how they actually bit
wrestling superstar The Boogs wrote a book?
Sure did. That thick as frick mindset manual, parental advisory.
Now, is it a book or is it a manual?
Thick as frick. Well, what is the difference?
Well, a manual is kind of a short instructional.
It's certainly short.
Okay.
It's about, let me see, 38 pages.
Where can we
but
get this
packed,
book?
It is packed, thickasfrick.com, I believe.
It can't get on Amazon yet?
No, it wasn't on
Amazon. I only buy books
on
Amazon.
You got to buy it straight from him. Oh, yeah. Well, you should go buy this one because there are quite a few questions in there that Boogs poses.
Like what?
Well, Brian, the endangered green sea turtle can weigh up to 650 pounds. If one got stuck on shore, would you have the strength to push it back in the water?
It's a good question.
Well, what's the answer?
Well, I mean, it depends. I mean, I think I could push 600 pounds. Is the turtle assisting me, or is the turtle putting on the brakes, as they say? That's the question.
It's stuck.
It's stuck.
How about imagine you and your partner in a romantic moment when a 10-foot, 545-pound steel beam collapses from
Excuse
the
me?
Ceiling. Yes. Would you have the strength to stop it?
To stop it?
Yeah.
Brother Boogs ain't got the strength to stop it. It's falling from the ceiling?
Yeah.
Yeah, and I don't think this manual is going to help with that one.
How about this? Queen Victoria was known for her immense girth and outstanding weight gain after the death of her husband, Prince Albert. If she decided to get back in the dating game and invited you to a concert in Buckingham Palace, ask if she could jump on your shoulders for a better view, would you have the strength or would you risk dismemberment by horses ripping your arms and legs limb from limb?
Good Lord. These are serious questions.
This is the kind of stuff that Boogs is thinking about when he's lifting.
Well, let me ask the question. I mean, are the answers in the book? Are these just personal answers?
These are personal questions.
I see.
Challenging you.
I see. So let's say that a 500-pound beam is falling towards me and I can't stop it. If I read Boogs' book and I put into use the various techniques, I will be able to stop that falling beam? Is that what you're telling me?
Yes.
Really?
Huh. Passion peaks power.
What's in the book? Are there exercises? Are there routines?
No, there are no exercises. It's just Boogs talking like that.
So he's just trying to motivate you.
It's a mindset manual.
I see.
He's motivating you.
I get it.
There's 8 golden tidbits.
Well, hold on a second. It's supposed to be a motivational manual, but everything you've read so far, it's not really motivating me. It's just making me feel like a wimp.
Okay. Well, how about this for some motivation?
Okay.
Imagine it's your grandma's birthday, and her only request is for you to make the pizza, but she's invited 90 guests, which requires 45 pounds
of dough.
Hold
on a second. Stop. Hold on. Stop. Read that again. Are you making this up, or is that really in the book? Read that again.
You can read it yourself if you want.
Read it.
Imagine it's your grandma's birthday and her only request is for you to make the pizza, but she's invited 90 guests, which requires 45 pounds of dough, and they're arriving in only 1 hour.
Wow.
With no time to make multiple pizza pies, would you have the strength to flip 45 pounds of dough, ensuring desired size, even thickness, and soft, airy
Where's
career?
The motivation here? I'm just being chastised.
You're going to ruin your grandmother's Pizza party?
Hey, Tom, you know why I asked you to read that again? I don't know if you remember this, but for my 50th birthday party, which, by the way, everybody, was almost exactly 1 year ago today, Granny arranged the party, picked the location, chose the guests who were going to show up, demanded what food was going to be there, and I had to go buy the food and provide it for the party. That was my 50th birthday. But you know what? I was strong enough to do it. There you go. TheBoogs.com? Where do we find this book?
Listen, Johnny Pencilneck. I don't know if you weren't listening before, but I told you, thickasfrick.com.
Thickasfrick.com. Maybe we should try and get Boogs on to talk about it. How do you spell thick? With a K or with two C's?
You pronounce it Shavili.
You idiot. I'm trying to find this here. There we go. That's definitely thick as frick with a K. Rick Boogs official. Look at that. Got a bunch of shirts. And there's the mindset manual. Tom, you didn't mention this. Issue number one.
Yes.
It's there's going to be a series.
I also have the first printing. So.
Wow.
Yeah.
Look at that. $20.99 is the price.
A small price to pay for... I've read it twice already.
Really?
I mean, it only took 8 minutes.
That must have taken literally minutes, yes. It's an incredible conversation piece, it says here, to leave on your coffee table for all your pencil neck guests to see.
Yeah, it is an incredible conversation piece. We just spent an entire segment on it.
Yeah. You know, if you buy two of the books, you can pay over time.
Why not just...
Okay.
Yeah, whatever.
All right. Well, let's get into a little bit more of the news here.
All right.
Yep, sure. I'm just trying to figure out what's...
I'm waiting for this shareholders lawsuit. What's... Information.
To find out if you make any money. Well, Vince did...
Well, I know I'm not making money. I would have had to opt into this a long time ago, and it wasn't an option, so...
Vince McMahon released a statement after the settlement of the shareholders lawsuit a few days ago. Basically, he said that he feels strongly litigation always follows these transactions. The decision to go with Endeavor was signed off on by J.P. Morgan, Rain, and Moelis, three separate independent banks. And in making the largest combat sports company in the world, the shareholders made a fortune. So that's his defense of everything, as he then decided to settle because he knew he didn't have a leg to stand on here, basically, everybody. Because the judge essentially told him, you deleted all these text messages, you don't got a leg to stand on. And apparently the judge also, I mean, the idea was kind of like, yes, they all... eventually made a lot of money, but like on the day of the transaction, was this the
right? And how interesting is it that there was information that said on the day of that transaction that WWE would have been worth more because of their TV rights deal than UFC would have been. So they would have been the ones getting the 51%, and then you would have completely different like ownership up top. People in charge. It's crazy. Crazy.
And Vince also was going to have to likely testify about his sexual conduct, his multiple NDAs. Obviously, they did not want that to happen. And yes, the big question is going to be, how much is this? How much are shareholders getting? And who's paying the bill? Is it? Because the lawsuit... the lawsuit was not a lawsuit against TKO or WWE. It was the specific individuals. So... I mean, is Triple H going to have to pony up? Is Nick Khan going to have to pony up? Vinny? Old Vince McMahon? Not that Vinny.
I was like, what?
Not that Vinny.
Fair high.
Like, who is going to...
I believe the insurance actually covers Nick Khan's portion.
Really?
From what I read. But, you know, there's been so many lawsuits recently that I can't be sure that was correct. But, yeah, I believe so.
I mean, my big question, which Dave seems to think there's, you know, nothing to this, but I don't know, man. I almost feel like in a situation like this, normally, there's usually a fall guy. And the fall guy can't be Vince, because he's gone.
And Nick Khan's pretty powerful in a lot of places.
He is pretty powerful, and, but
I don't know that it would be him.
I don't know. Or maybe they'll just move on with their lives. I mean, if obviously, you know, unless Vince McMahon himself pays it, I mean, if any of this money comes from WWE or TKO or whatever, we'll eventually find out how much this settlement is worth. But I'm sure they're going to do their best of trying to make sure that we don't, because that's how things work. All right. Octagon Jr., Undertaker, sent out a message wishing him well. He said, I would like to take this time to wish a speedy recovery to Octagon Jr. Thank him for his hard work and dedication to Lucha Libre. We know you'll be back better than ever. We look forward to having you return to the locker room. He, of course, took a DDT right on his noggin. Which, by the way, I don't know if we're going to have time to talk about this, so I'm going to talk about it now. Did you guys see Rey Mysterio do that reverse Rana on Penta?
Land right on his head.
Oh, my God. I mean, many times we use the term, this guy landed right on his head. And oftentimes it involves Chad Gable and suplexes, like last night and at the Triple A show. But this is not an exaggeration. This guy landed upside down, right on his noggin. I'm talking right on his head. You could like even see his neck like compress.
They called it out on commentary, which is very rare.
Oh my God, I have absolutely no, and like Penta took a reverse run and he didn't sell it one bit. You could see that he like probably heard a crunch or something, and he like got right up and was trying to make sure this guy was alive, and like Ray nodded and they kept going. But oh my God, that was the scariest head bump I have seen maybe in years, actually. And it actually looked scarier than what happened to Octagon Jr., although it was much worse for Octagon. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-245-2751. 800-245-2751. 800-245-2751. That's 800-245-2751. Paid for by the pharmacy shop. Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right, we're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the Satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With Satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill. Plus, get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to Satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to Satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-696-2871. 800-696-2871. 800-696-2871. That's 800-696-2871.
It's game day. Are your moderate to severe Crohn's disease or ulcerative colitis symptoms keeping you from the action? Skyrizi, risankizumab Riza, could help you get back to the game. Skyrizi is proven to help people feel significant symptom relief, achieve remission, and visibly improve damage of the intestinal lining. Skyrizi is a prescription injection medicine for adults. Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions, increased infections, or lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, get checked for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor about any flu-like symptoms or vaccines. Liver problems leading to hospitalization may occur when treated for Crohn's or ulcerative colitis. Control is everything to me. Ask your doctor about Skyrizi, the number one prescribed biologic in Crohn's and ulcerative colitis combined. Learn more at Skyrizi.com or 1-866-SKYRIZI.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Hey, before we get into Raw, I should mention that tonight, Brian and Vinny's show, everyone's asking what we're watching. Apparently, I don't know where this came from, but this is what we're watching. WWE Action Zone, October 30, 1994. It's up on YouTube. Apparently, there's a Razor Ramon and the 1-2-3 Kid versus Shawn Michaels and Diesel match. What?
Cool. Nothing.
You started talking, and then you stopped.
Nothing. Yeah, short-circuited.
Let's talk about Raw.
C'est magnifique!
The people I hire for this radio show.
WWE Raw from Le Echo Arena in Paris, France. Are you ready? Are you ready for the show?
I was not ready for that attempt.
Attempt?
Yeah.
Excuse me?
You're not French.
So what?
Come on, what are we doing?
How does that matter?
It matters a lot.
I actually live in a Francophone household. Nerd.
But you're not!
So what does that matter?
Review this show.
Jesus.
Wow.
Obafemi started the show to a huge ovation from the crowd. Says 2026 is about collecting trophies. He's going to win the King of the Ring. There's another trophy he wants. It's Brock Lesnar's head. Out came Oba's opponent.
What did you want that for?
Well, I don't know. Apparently, everybody's head has fallen off. Sorry.
There's been a lot of that this year. A lot of loose heads.
Yeah, listen, Obafemi, he's got some beef with Brock, but there were about how many people showed up to that Brock Lesnar meet and greet? Thousands.
It was a Brock Lesnar meet and greet at a Home Depot. I'm not surprised at all. Probably every single person in Saskatchewan showed up.
Yeah, they're backing Brock. Out came Oba's opponent at Night of... Well, I thought it was going to be at Night of Champions, but it was actually just in the King of the Ring semis next week.
Yeah.
Dirty Dom Mysterio. He got booed vociferously as he said he's the King of the Luchadors. He's going to rule over Oba as the King of the Ring, and he is a 20-year veteran of this business, which is correct. He told Oba to respect his stash. Then JD McDonagh appeared, whacked Oba from behind with a chair, but Oba no-sold it, punched through said chair. Then this allowed Dom to hit a 619 during the distraction. Oba kind of sold it. Then he caught him, threw him. Dom took off. And then Oba told Dom, we all know that Rey Mysterio is your father, but next week in Baltimore, you will meet your daddy.
You know, I'm looking at these King of the Ring brackets, and I cannot for the life of me figure out what in God's name is going on with this tournament. Like, I mean, Seth is out, so it's not Roman and Seth. So that means...
What is this match going to be? Well, you know what?
It's Roman Reigns versus either Obafemi, Dominic Mysterio, Javon Evans.
No.
Or whoever wins Jey Uso, LA Knight,
brother,
Royce Keys, and Finn
Brother,
Balor. Yes.
Take one look at me right now.
It's LA Knight.
Yeah.
It probably is LA Knight.
They've been building this for months and months.
So LA Knight beats Javon Evans... And then Dominic beats Obafemi when Oba gets something happens to Oba. So LA Knight and Dom are the finals of the King of the Ring. That's what we're doing. I mean, it's something different.
What is the other option? You have Obafemi win. Like you said, you got to have Obafemi win, then he wrestles both knights. Listen, what I would do.
No, he wouldn't wrestle both knights. My booking is Obafemi wins the tournament. Obafemi faces Roman Reigns. Obafemi wins the title. The Obafemi Brock Lesnar match is next year's WrestleMania for the belt.
Oh, that's your... Okay.
You could do that.
Sure. I think we're getting LA Knight and Roman, I guess.
You're probably right. I think that's what they're actually going to do.
They got two knights this year?
Yeah.
Jackie Redmond was back interviewing Seth Rollins. He said it's all about getting back the title that should be his, and he has a meeting down the line with Roman Reigns, which, yeah, it's going to be farther down the line than most people thought. We then had the Queen of the Ring first round match. So Becky Lynch versus Alexa Bliss versus Chelsea Green versus Liv Morgan. This went through a couple commercial breaks. Chelsea was running wild. Liv planted her with a power bomb. Alexa flew off the top to break it up with a twisted Bliss. Then she made the cover, but Becky splashed onto her to stop the count. Alexa hit a seated blockbuster on Becky. Liv went for the oblivion, but Bliss held her, hit the Sister Abigail DDT. Becky pulled her off the cover, hit the manhandle slam. Chelsea grabbed Becky, hit the unprettier. The crowd's going crazy as she makes the cover, but Liv Morgan does a rolling jackknife pin, and she defeats Chelsea Green to win the match, and she moves on in the Queen of the Ring tournament.
So everyone's asking, what does Liv get if she wins the tournament? She's already the women's champ. Yeah, she gets a shot at the other belt. She wants
They've
both
made that
belts.
Quite clear.
Yes, she wants that all been, the belts.
That has not been like a secret. They've talked about that in all of the promos that they have done. And I would, I mean, I just expect wholeheartedly we're getting her and Raquel in the
Well,
finals,
of course we are. It would be ridiculous to not do that.
Chad Gable continued his babyface redemption tour as he apologized to Penta backstage ahead of Penta's title defense against Rey Mysterio later tonight. And he told Penta he was sorry. Penta said, look, you're fine with me, but if you want to do right by Lucha Libre, there's somebody else I think you need to talk to. Then Rollins and Montez Ford were backstage. They had a verbal altercation with the Usos and Jacob Fatu. Fatu's just pacing around in the back. Jay is telling Rollins how to watch, how he talks about the family. Seth said, look, it's not about the family. It's about Roman. He's not mad that the Usos, he's disappointed in them. He thought they were better than just running business for Roman. But hey, if that's as good as it's going to get for you guys, then so be it. Jay, then he got mad. He's like, Fatu, get him. Fatu gets in Seth's face and then left. So dissension amongst the bloodline, which has never been united, seemingly, ever. Sol Ruka defended the Intercontinental Championship against Lyra Valkyria. Now that Becky has lost the belt, Lyra can once again defend for the, or challenge for the title, I should say. They had a good back and forth match. Lyra avoided the Soul Snatcher a few times. She went for a kick at the end and got caught up in the ropes. And this allowed Soul to hit the Soul Snatcher, get the pin, retain the woman's
They actually missed the shot. It was incredible. Like, right when she went for the move, they switched to a different camera behind the ring post. Like, were they worried she was going to botch it again? And then they had, like, a bunch of replays from a good angle afterwards. But it was absolutely baffling that they switched the camera angle to an angle where you couldn't actually see the move while they were doing it live. Thought it was a real good match, though. Although the first half, they had some, you know, stand and look at each other spots. But it got much better after the break.
I was a fan of the finish as well because it reminded me of Nobuhiko Takada versus Kazuo Yamazaki.
Oh, yeah? Is that right?
All matches. Yeah, because Yamazaki, he's like beating up Takada and he misses a kick and he gets caught up in the ropes. And as he turns back, Takada blasts him and puts him out with a high kick. So maybe Lyra Valkyrie was watching her UWFI.
Yeah, I think that's probably what she watched before they put this match together.
Yeah, I said, whatever. Screw you, man.
Paris, what do you France, want me to say?
Paris, France is apparently L.A. country because L.A. Night was over big time.
No, he wasn't.
Yeah, he was.
I mean, he was over, but like he comes out and everyone starts chanting for Roman Reigns and he goes, I should be mad at you guys, but I get it.
Anytime someone says Roman's name, they chant for him. They did it to Seth, too. That doesn't change the fact that L.A. Night is over.
Well, everyone was over. I mean, was anyone the show not over?
I didn't come out here and say L.A. Night was more over than Roman Reigns.
Okay.
Did I?
Hey.
I said L.A. Night was over.
What did he say in this promo?
cut a promo about the King of the Ring match Friday.
For 3 hours.
Called out Jey Uso for doing the dirty work. So this is just the same stuff that's been going on for months and months.
But it was at least better this time because at the very end, he grabs a mic and he says, I respect that you're passionate about your family. You should be. But with that in mind, I will wish you good luck on Friday. And from the bottom to the top of my heart, screw your family. And the crowd gasped and some even booed him. And then Jey went back to the ring, but Jimmy stopped him and dragged him to the back. That was enough to make me kind of care now, which is the first time I have in this storyline.
The thing I liked the most was when Jey tried to run back the yeeting, and LA was like, no, we're not doing this. We're not doing this.
The segment's long enough.
Chad Gable approached Rey Mysterio and Dragon Lee backstage. Lee told him Gable he's good with him. And then Rey said, look, I've heard what you had to say. After watching that El Grande match, it was true Lucha Libre, and he forgave him. And then he told him to look even deeper at the things that he had been doing before he put that mask back on. So,
Otis. He must apologize to Otis and Tozawa.
Please apologize to Otis. I love Otis. Rey Mysterio challenged. You know what I would love to see?
What's that, Tom?
A freaking Greco-Roman match between Otis and Boogs. Two All-American wrestlers. That's what I want to see. Let's get it going, RAF. Mysterio challenged Penta for the Intercontinental Championship. This match was awesome. Awesome. Even though Rey Mysterio boned himself on his head.
It was a freaking great match.
Penta won with the Destroyer. And then Rusev and Ethan Page ran down. Dragon Lee did as well, but him and Rey got beat up. Rusev ripped off Rey's mask. You want to hear a crowd gasp.
This was the first time Rusev has really, really gotten booed since he came back.
They were not happy.
No.
Bangaranga. Well, that's what happened because Chad Gable ran down and he suplexed the hell out of everybody. Made his the big save and gave Rey's mask back to him. And then we had the main event. Javon Evans, Seth Rollins, Tala Tonga, and Ricky Saints. Three up-and-comers and a main eventer. Or, as Michael Cole actually called Tala Tonga, he's green. That's what he said before
Michael
the match.
Michael Cole's an idiot.
He's like, Tala Tonga's green.
I was so irritated when this match was over with Michael Cole.
They're in there. Everyone eventually teamed up to take out Tala Tonga. Then everybody starts hitting finisher after finisher. Big move. Austin Theory runs in. Montez Ford takes him out. Bron Breakker appears in the ring. Spears He speared Seth Rollins. And there's more confusion, and it ends with Javon Evans landing the OG cutter on Ricky Saints. And not only is your boy bouncy, but he is now a King of the Ring semi-finalist.
Now you're trolling me.
So that's what his song said.
I was so irritated when this was over. This guy, it's like he finally gets a big freaking win in his career. And the referee isn't even done counting three. And Michael Cole is just going on and on about how the Vision screwed Seth again. Seth was heading to the King of the Ring. He had this match won. Didn't say one word about Javon. Javon's there celebrating like the crowd's happy.
He's in the crowd.
But they have to they have to get a shot of Seth all angry and sad on the apron. I was like, can't win for losing, man. This was the most secondary win. It was like, it felt like WCW. You know what I mean? It's like some young guy gets a win, but really it's the story is the failure of the star, and it's all about the star, and all we focus on is the star, and all we put over is the star. I was like...
Feels like this show.
Back in a moment, Observer Live.
It's It's more than a rebellion. When your teen is slipping into drugs or alcohol, when social media and pornography consume their time and their mind, when depression and even suicidal thoughts cast a shadow over your home, as a parent, you feel powerless. There is hope. At Turnabout Ranch, troubled teens step away from the chaos and into a clarity of nature on a working cattle ranch. Care for horses, learn responsibility, build trust, and rediscover purpose. It isn't theory, it's real work. Real therapy, real healing. Families from across the country have found transformation right here, just when they thought hope was gone. If your teen is struggling with addiction, harmful online behaviors, even weight management, call right now and get the help you all need.
800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. That's 800-219-2494.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
800-690-8223. 800-690-8223. 800-690-8223. That's 800-690-8223.
Do you have diabetes? I'm sure you've seen the television commercials on the new CGM devices from all the top brands and how well they can help you manage your diabetes. Do you have the latest and newest in diabetes technology? The Diabetes Solutions Center carries most of the top brands. And the great news is, your insurance may cover most of the cost. Call our special CGM hotline today, and our friendly representatives will help see if you qualify. You could get a new CGM from the top brands at little or no cost to you. Make living with diabetes easier. You are just one free phone call away to learn if your insurance covers the cost. So make this free call today to the Diabetes Solutions Center and learn for free how to get your new continuous glucose monitor.
800-520-8629. 800-520-8629. 800-520-8629. That's 800-520-8629.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Well, once again, tonight is NXT, everyone's favorite show. Lance may be joining us tomorrow because Filthy Tom's out of here. He's got a bunch of MLW shows this weekend.
Right, New York, Philly, all weekend, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, baby, let's go.
Man, well, we got
tune in on YouTube. Over the past few weeks, MLW Fusion. You can hear me on commentary. Let me know how I'm doing.
Do you talk over all the other guys, too, when you're doing it there? Or what?
No, Joe Dombrowski, geez, you can't get a word in with him. You think Dave's bad. Holy crap, baby. Let's get those two on a show together. Love them.
Let's do it.
Hey, Brian.
Yeah.
Got a question for you. Imagine you're a king crab. About to be boiled alive. Would you have the strength to press the lid off the pot and return back to your loved ones in the ocean?
Wait a second. So this motivation is involving the idea that I'm a king crab?
Yep. Imagine you offer your grandma a piece of bubble gum, but you didn't know she's allergic to latex. A common ingredient in gum. As she goes into anaphylactic shock, she panics, drops the epinephrine pen under an 1,800-pound dumpster. It's like my ex-girlfriend. Would you have the strength to lift one half of the dumpster or bear witness to her circulatory collapse? Brian Pencilneck.
This show just suffered circulatory collapse. We're out of here, everybody. We'll talk to you next time, Wrestling Observer Live.